The start of another school year means a whole new batch of students for educators to teach, but also to watch out for. Teachers and staff are looking for signs that a student is stressed and has hit their limit before something bad happens. Multiple student suicides have happened in just the past few months in the Valley. Chandler, Gilbert, Queen Creek, and Higley school districts have had at least one suicide just since the start of the school year this year, according to the Gurion Institute, which works with those districts on prevention efforts. That's why East Valley educators and the Gurion Institute are putting on a mental health town hall tonight in Gilbert. I reached out to Gilbert Public Schools District's Coordinator of Student Services, Susan Cadena, to learn more.
After five students that span four different school districts here in the East Valley having died by suicide, in approximately less than 25 days, we felt the need to mobilize just the whole community in order to respond to what has happened and bring everybody together to see how we can best move forward.
All right. And let's talk a little bit about the issue of student suicide and attempted suicide in the East Valley. So it seems like it's getting worse right now. What I wonder is, what do you think is behind this?
You know, that's We have been racking our brain to figure out that answer, because if we did, you know, we would know exactly how to address it. Mm-hmm. I feel that there's various factors, coping strategies, students maybe not knowing who to go to, students when they do hear of others that are in distress, what do they do when they hear their friends talking about it? Social media plays a huge part. It, you know, the internet is on 24/7, 365 days out of the year. I think a lot of those factors come into play with what is impacting our students.
Yeah, yeah. And your district created a suicide prevention program a few years ago. How has that been going? What are the approaches that schools can take?
We were excited about creating and developing our behavioral health team. So we have 40 buildings across the district, and each one has a behavioral health team that addresses those students in distress to kind of follow them and see what can we do, what are we not doing, what are we doing, who do we need to bring to the table to address those needs. And then even reentry for students that have been evaluated and maybe hospitalized for issues of self-harm, self-injury. And those behavioral health teams, it's great. It's cross-discipline that come together, school psychologists, social workers, counselors, the nurses, and administration to discuss students individually to see what kind of a plan we can put into place for each one of them individually.
Yeah. And what is the best thing that you think a school or a district or an entire area like this can do to, one, respond to suicides when they happen, but also to work to prevent them?
I think the big one is to not be afraid to approach that topic with students. Kids are already talking about the issue of suicide, knowing other students that have either attempted or, again, those that we do lose by suicide. We can't be afraid to do that. Have the conversations, listen to our students, but also provide that level of trust with other students that when they do hear of something, they know who to reach out to and know that the adults are going to be paying attention to them. And I think moving forward, it's listening, being aware of, again, what is facing our students, and then even for parents, just notice behavior changes, listening to our kiddos and not being afraid to have that conversation.
And what is the importance of parents in all of this, in parental education? I know that parents are invited to the town hall tonight. What can they do?
Parents know their kiddos best. They know when there's, you know, that feeling of, you know, something's just not right, or is my child not eating? Are they withdrawing? Again, if they're displaying different types of behavior that are not normal to what I'm used to seeing in my kiddo, or am I not even seeing my kiddo? Knowing who their friends are, just having regular communication even when they don't want to communicate, and seeking out resources to not be afraid of the stigma that if I do feel something is going on with my child, just to reach out and to try to figure it out with partners, whether it's community agencies, whether it's your school behavioral health folks, or just another adult to kind of figure out what is going on.
Yeah. And how does a suicide of a student affect the entire community, the entire school, when you see these things happen?
It's heartbreaking and it's tragic because, you know, we pride ourselves in being a community, even though we're 36,000 plus students. but yet they're a member of our community, and it's tragic, and it's heartbreaking, because you wonder, what did we miss? What did not happen? What could we have done? Even if a student sometimes will say, or others will say, wow, you know, this would have been the last kiddo that I would have thought would have done that.
Yeah.
But you lose a little piece of the community, and we want to make sure that we do all that we can to prevent that.
All right. Susan Cadena is the Gilbert Public Schools Coordinator for Student Services. Susan, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.